Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home. A modern day parable. Previously, Suzanne arrives in LA to begin her ministry internship and seeks Pastor Moses Brown's counsel about how to help Michelle without alienating her. Meanwhile, Michelle's performances become increasingly provocative, shocking her family and church community. As Jeremiah and Liz watch helplessly, Suzanne resolves to stay close, praying for a breakthrough.
Yeah! Vegas, baby!
It should be illegal to have that much fun in one night.
Well, I think a few of the things you did back there might be illegal in a few states.
Shh!
Man, that was sweet.
How much money did you lose, Michelle?
I have no idea. I was so wasted, I couldn't tell you whether I was playing poker, blackjack, or go fit.
I've never seen you cut loose like that before, Michelle. I had a hard time keeping up with you.
Coming from you, that's saying something.
I have a message.
Who is it?
It's one of the producers at Idol. He says that I missed the check-in last night. If I do it again, they could kick me off the show.
Kick you off? Please. You're the star of American Idol. They're not going to kick you off now when they've only got 4 weeks left.
Tanisha is right. Don't worry about it.
Even so, I should probably get back there now so that I don't tick them off even more.
That's fine. I don't like the food on this menu anyway. Hey, Sheila, you remember where you parked the car?
Michelle Landon. Nice of you to finally join us.
Sorry. Traffic.
Don't insult me. I smell the alcohol on your breath. You missed your vocal warm-up, your mic check, and half of rehearsal. That's strike two.
Look, I'll nail the performance. Isn't that what counts?
This isn't karaoke, Michelle. You don't just show up and sing. You're part of a production. Every detail matters.
And let me be crystal clear. You signed a contract. You miss another required session, you jeopardize your place in the competition. Understood?
Yeah, understood. Won't happen again.
What are you doing? It's almost 1 a.m. Aren't you going to bed?
I'm writing a letter to Michelle.
Why bother? She never replies. Face it, Dad. She doesn't want to have anything to do with us.
But I still have to tell her that I love her, and God loves her.
She doesn't care. You're just wasting your time.
I was just reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. God will never give up on Michelle, neither will I.
You can write all you want about the love of Jesus. You can write all you want, trying to touch her heart. You can write all you want, trying to win her favor. She's left her old life behind, and now she got a new start. The things of God you.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Liz.
Well, I'm going to bed.
Before you go, let me read Romans chapter 5. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Suzanne, I didn't expect you for another few weeks.
I decided to come out here early. I'm hoping to check in on my friend.
Is school done already?
The last day of finals was 2 days ago. Graduation is on Monday, but I'm going to skip that.
How does your family feel about that?
They're disappointed, but they understand that I want to be here for Michelle.
Have you seen her?
I managed to get tickets to the show last night.
How's she doing?
Not well.
In eternity, every path we choose to take shapes who we're gonna be. Count the cost before you choose. Count the cost of what happens afterwards. Every door that opens wide might close another. You're not choosing. What you gain might cost your soul. What you win might make you lose. So count the cost. Count the cost. She used to sing with heaven's light. Now she performs for stage lights bright. The voice is there, the gift remains. She thinks she's free, but she's caught in chains. You made today echoes in eternity. Every path we choose to take.
Michelle, please, what happened?
The producers are sniffing around. They found out I've been leaving rehearsals early, and now they're asking questions. If they ever find out about Hayes and the deal I have with him.
Hayes? Who's Hayes? Michelle, don't tell me you've got a manager. You know that's against the rules.
He's not just a manager, Suzanne. He's my future. Idol is just a stepping stone. Hayes can take me beyond all this.
And you think risking everything you've worked for is worth it? One rumor, one slip, and they'll kick you out.
That's why you need to keep your mouth shut. You were in that school play last year, and you were good. You know how to act. If anyone asks, you back me up. Tell them I was with you.
You want me to lie? To risk your place on Idol and my integrity, just to protect some deal you're not even allowed to have?
It's not a lie. It's a strategy. Don't act so holy. This is how the real world works.
No, Michelle. This isn't strategy. It's sin. And you want me to carry it with you.
If you're not with me, you're against me. Maybe you never wanted me to win. Maybe you came here to drag me back to Kansas.
I came to stand beside you. But if this is the road you're choosing, I can't walk it with you.
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.